this, you wouldn't imagine that there would be anyone anywhere in the world looking to exploit such a sensitive and awful situation from which nobody really clearly benefits, if you ask me, to be looking for opportunities to profit. And yet that is precisely what's happening. Military experts are predicting record profits for weapons manufacturers, as always happens in war, and that's a brutal reality, I suppose. But you certainly wouldn't expect, would you, members of the United States Congress to be investing in defense-related stocks? Wouldn't that undermine everything they've been telling you about the authenticity of their feelings, however they regard this conflict or claim to regard this conflict? All of the grandstanding and moralizing and the sympathetic I stand with or we must be pro. How does that look in light of the fact that members of Congress have been investing in military-related stocks? Let's have a look at Joe Biden, as you might imagine, pledging support and claiming that this is a simple moral issue.
My administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering. Let me say this as clearly as I can.
Not a high bar.
This is not a moment for any party hostile to Israel to exploit these attacks to seek advantage.
Or perhaps you could argue anyone to exploit these attacks.